एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू एन एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट ओरिजिनल।
Welcome to Health Charcha, issued in public interest by Medtronic. I'm Deepthi Ahuja, Content and Production Head at HT Smartcast and your podcast host and host on this show. Here we will discuss all of the burning health-related questions you, my dear listener, might have in mind. So, let's begin. Around 10% of the population develop some kind of hernia during their life, and more than a million abdominal hernia repairs are performed each year. Now, so far, we've discussed the basics of hernia, its causes, risk factors, and treatments. We've taken a deep dive into the various kinds of treatments and diagnoses as well. In today's episode, we will go a step further. We'll take a deep dive into the pre- and post-treatment life, complications after the diagnosis, and possible repercussions. We might even bust some myths. And to help us do all of this, in this episode, we have with us Dr. Partha Sarthy to help us understand the difference, especially between laparoscopic versus open incisional hernia repair. Dr. Partha Sarthy is COO and lead consultant in the Department of Hernia Surgery and Upper GI and Robotic Surgery at GEM Hospital, Tamil Nadu. Hi, Dr. Partha Sarthy. Welcome to Health Charcha. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Glad. So, Dr. Partha, I hope I can call you Dr. Partha.
Yes, you can.
Okay, before we, begin this conversation, I just, would like you to explain with brevity what is hernia, its causes, symptoms, just to establish, the basic context for our listeners joining in for the first time here.
Well, hernia is the protrusion of internal organ.
Right.
The weak spot. So if the abdominal wall is covering all the internal organ, any defect in the abdominal wall, the bowel or any fat inside the abdomen will come out. So that is called hernia. So it depends on the site. It has various name. Commonly the adult male, he have a hernia in the groin region that is called inguinal hernia.
Yeah.
And female patients commonly the same groin level, little bit low, that is called femoral hernia. Even in umbilicus, basically it is a scar. So the scar is, some patients the scar is weakened scar, so the hernia developed in the umbilicus, that is called umbilical hernia. And many patients, they underwent some surgery. The common surgery is a C-section, that is a cesarean section. And most of the lady patients, the ladies, they have undergone a cesarean section. So that means they are opening all the layers, 6 layers is there in the abdomen, from skin, outside skin, inside is called peritoneum. So in between 6 layer is there. So they're cutting all the layer. So one or two layers got weakened, then it's become a hernia. That is called incisional hernia. So depends on the name. Yeah.
Right. Now, coming to the surgery part, since you've already mentioned one kind of surgery, I'd really like to know, what is the difference between laparoscopic versus open incisional hernia surgery repair? And is one better than the other?
Yes. Well, so as you mentioned, in open surgery, so that means open. So what is inside? If you want to see the inside abdomen content, so we have cut open. We are cutting the layers and then we are pushing all the content inside. Again, we are suturing. We are placing the mesh. So we have to strengthen that weakened area. So we have to keep some artificial thing that should not affect our body. And so that we are a material called polypropylene. It is a suture material. It is come as a suture.
Right.
Now they made it the same material. They made like a mesh. Like a net, like a net. There is a different kind is there. And the thickness, microporous, macroporous, lot of different varieties there. And we keep the mesh outside the abdominal wall. That is just below the skin and fat. We keep the mesh. That is the open surgery. So, patient underwent open surgery. He developed hernia. That was repaired again by doing another open surgery, and the mesh is kept outside.
Right.
So what happened? That is the open surgery concept. So I'm coming to laparoscopic surgery. Here, I'm selecting a different normal area. I'm making a small little tiny hole. This is otherwise called keyhole surgery. It's a 5 millimeter hole or maximum 10 millimeter. I'm going inside the abdomen and then I do suturing of the defect. I keep the mesh inside.
Right.
So what happened here, there is no cutting of skin and any other muscle or anything. And second thing, I'm keeping a mesh inside the abdomen. So what is the difference between keeping outside the mesh, outside the abdominal wall and inside the abdominal wall? Here I like to recollect your physics. So in, I think you have studied about the law, no? Pascal's law about the pressure.
Right.
So abdominal wall is like a cavity, no? A pot like thing. So if it is a pressure is inside the abdominal wall, and if it is any weak area, hernia is the supposed to be the weakest area of the abdominal wall. So the more pressure will come to the hernia area. If we keep the mesh outside, each time patient coughs or sneeze or sitting in the bed, get up from the chair, some doing exercise, kneeing, so each and every lifting weight, so each and every works what we are doing, it getting in car, get out from car, so the abdomen pressure is increased. So each and every time, all the small works, the pressure will push the mesh out. So what you are keeping outside, it won't try to attach to the muscle. It will try to go out, so that the recurrence chance, reoccurrence of hernia is more.
Okay.
Laparoscopically, we are keeping it inside, so the pressure is applied all over the mesh equally.
Okay.
So, and each and every time patient coughs or doing any other work, if pressure increase, the mesh is going to attach to the muscle more, so that chance of reoccurrence is less in laparoscopic surgery.
I could imagine all the things that you've said. It made a lot of sense. But, every coin has two sides. And there must be some pros and cons associated with both kinds of procedures. So, you know, while you've explained the difference between both the procedures, that one is open, the other isn't. In one, the mesh is on the outside of the muscle. And in another, the mesh is on the inside area of the muscle that's the weakest. What are the other kinds of, you know, pros and cons that are associated with both kinds of procedures?
Yeah. In open surgery, I can say the advantage, pro is it can be done by surgeons. We need not to be much experienced. And even in our postgraduate day, when you are studying a surgery, Master of Surgery, that time, this is the first surgery, we learn.
Oh, okay.
So from those days, from our student days, we are learning this surgery. So it is easier to perform and easier to teach others. And cost is less. So this is the advantage of open surgery.
Right.
But the biggest disadvantage is recurrence. It will come again. The recurrent chance is 15 to 20%. Even in high volume center, it will be like 9 to 10%. So hernia, as you mentioned, it is one of the common disease. And if it is recurrence, means again, you cannot apply the same procedure. You have to go for a different procedure.
Oh.
And again, the chance of recurrence is high.
Right.
So that is the biggest disadvantage. And coming to the laparoscopic part, now recently in India, recently maybe 5-6 years, it is included into the postgraduate studies, laparoscopic surgery. So the learning part is more. The surgeon has to spend, after his MS, he has to work in a laparoscopic institute for 5 to 6 years minimum. Then only he will become a master in hernia.
Right.
So the learning curve is more, and then cost is more, because laparoscopic, it is all the cameras, lights, high definition. So equipment cost is more, learning curve is more, and that is the thing, cost and surgeon's experience. But patient is getting benefited. There is a 1 to 2% chance of recurrence. In high volume centers, I can say it is almost 0% recurrence.
Wow. And I'm guessing because of the incision made, there might be low blood loss.
We can call it as a scarless surgery.
Right.
And there is no or in your abdomen. So it is no cutting, no scar, pain is less. And open surgery, surgeon used to advise 2 months to 3 months, don't go for work.
Oh.
2 to 3 months. And in laparoscopic surgery, I used to tell you can start your routine work within 2 days and weightlifting within 2 weeks.
Wow.
Out of
wow,
defense.
That's saying something. So
that's why I told the concept of, initially, because we are keeping inside. We call anterior and posterior. Anterior is outside, posterior is inside. So in open surgery repair, they are keeping only the anterior mesh. It's covering only anterior surface.
Right.
It's not covering the posterior surface. In laparoscopically, both is covered. So the recurrent chance is very less.
I mean, it sounds safe, it sounds efficient, effective, it is a less painful technique, I mean, laparoscopy. So would it be safe to say that laparoscopic procedures are better preferred, for its outcome post-surgery?
Yes, but they have to select the good surgeon,
mm-hmm.
the experience of the surgeon. So it is like a daycare procedure now. They come, they do investigation in 1 day. They come for surgery in the morning, they can go in the evening.
Right.
So that much comfortable, laparoscopic surgery.
I'm curious to know. So, a lot of times we compare two types of surgeries in a silo sort of a way where we just expect one person to be all bodies to be the same. Like assuming all bodies are the same, out of the two surgeries, definitely laparoscopic procedures make most sense. But are there any exceptions to the rule? Is there, a situation where maybe, an open surgery is better preferred?
Generally, when we start laparoscopic surgery, initially a lot of concerns, the surgeons inexperienced, they keep a small size mesh. They find difficult to identify the plane. They keep a small size, it become recurs.
Mm-hmm.
So what they told, if it is a recur, means that area become, it is not a virgin area. It is already handled with the previous surgeon.
Right.
Again, if you are going laparoscopy is difficult, then they told anteriorly you can go by open method, you can do the surgery.
Ah, okay.
And again, the chance of recurrence is there.
Hmm.
But that time it will be corrected. Recurrence will come in future. But now we learn the laparoscopy very well. And in experienced center, high volume center, I can say high volume center, they are doing a laparoscopic surgery, hernia surgery frequently. Now we can manage laparoscopic surgery recurrence, we can manage laparoscopically.
Ach.
So here also the open surgery is out.
Right.
We can manage laparoscopically. So now what is the indication is, the patients, usually the hernia will not produce pain.
Hmm.
Only 2% of the patient have pain.
Hmm.
98% they see only the bulge.
Hmm.
Whenever they do work, it will increase. They lie down, it will decrease. The swelling, bulge is decreased.
Right, right.
So they don't come to the surgeon initially. They wait for some time. And what happened, it will become big. So all the bowel will come out and then it will produce obstruction.
Hmm.
It won't go in. So what happened, the blood supply to the bowel is getting stuck. And then they will get pain. They come to the hospital maybe 1 day or 2 days, and the bowel is become the small bowel, intestine caught into the hernia, is become a lack of blood supply. In that condition, I have to do open.
Right.
That time, my aim is not to repair the hernia, to save the life of the patient. I remove the gangrene bowel, and then I anesthetize the bowel. I cannot keep mess.
Mm.
And then I can do for another surgery. After next surgery, we'll repair the hernia. That is the one condition I can say, late presentation of the hernia or hernia with the complications, that only one role for open surgery.
Wow.
Yeah. Another condition is there, the patient comes with a very big hernia, years together, 15 years, 20 years. They have like another abdomen, entire bowel will come out. It is called, some patients have a scrotal abdomen. All abdomen organ will be in the scrotum.
Mm.
It's a very big scrotum up to the knee level scrotum will be there. In that condition, we do open surgery, but the technique is a laparoscopic technique. We place the mesh posteriorly inside, but that is an open surgery.
So basically different situations call for different kinds of treatments, and not one is better than another. But in a generic way of speaking, if you can afford it, if you are seeking help in a timely fashion, if your hernia is not in a complicated sort of a, it hasn't caused a complicated situation in your body, laparoscopy would be the way to go. Am I right in assuming that?
Yes, yes. I think you understand well.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, anything. And hernia is a very benign and common disease.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, and even if you take in India, I can say only few surgeons in every place are doing hernia, because the learning curve is more. They have to spend a lot of, many years to learn this hernia.
Right.
And that's why the hernia surgery is slowly picking up in India, and we need to have many surgeons come with the experience, so that patients, ultimately laparoscopic hernia surgery, the surgeons getting difficult, but the patient is getting better.
Right.
They go early to work, and the recurrence rate is less, no pain, no scar, so a lot of benefit is there.
Lovely. So, I just have one last question. If you could give us an idea of the post-surgery care for open and laparoscopic hernia repair procedures, that would be great. Like, what can a person who has, gone through either of these surgeries, what can that kind of a person expect post-surgery?
See, in open surgery, you used to take, advise the patient to take rest for minimum 2 months and not to lift weight after 2 months. After 2 months, they can go for work, but should not lift weight.
Hmm.
Commonly, weight, 4-5 kg also, some patients, will be restricted. And chance of recurrence is high. So these are all the thing. And even one calculation is there, what the amount of money you are spending in laparoscopic surgery, and how much amount you are not earning by taking rest after surgery, open surgery.
Right, right.
Is less than laparoscopic cost.
Wow.
In most of the time.
It's true, actually, when you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yes, yes. So initially, they feel it is a cost is more, but open surgery cost is less. But the rest, 2 months, 3 months, even at drivers, they cannot drive long distance. And other heavy physical workers, the monthly income is less, but they have to 2-3 months they cannot go work. And some patients, they cannot continue their work.
Right.
Weightlifting, they cannot continue work. But here, laparoscopy, the initial cost, surgery cost is little higher than open. But they can go for work. I used to tell my patient, and do start your work from next day. From next day, very next day. Only 3 things to be avoided. One is a driving, 2-wheeler and 4-wheeler for a week, 1 week. Second thing is sitting in the floor, sitting or lying down in the floor for 1 week. And then weightlifting not more than 5 kg for 1 week.
That's it.
So only 3 things.
And for 1 week.
Yeah, driving, sitting in floor or lying in floor for a week, and then weightlifting more than 5 kg for 1 week. Avoid weightlifting more than 5 kg for 1 week. After 1 week, I ask for a checkup. Everything is fine. They can do any kind of work. Even sports, tennis, they can play. Weightlifting, okay, you can carry. Some patients, the cylinder weightlifting, or they have to take the big parcel, 50 kg, 60 kg. I said, okay, you can do, no problem.
Wow.
That much, within a week they can do all kind of work.
Makes a lot of sense, and the way you put it, it's a very clear distinction between the two kinds of surgeries, why one is preferred over another, and in what cases should the other be preferred as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Parthasarathy, for your time. This conversation came across with so much clarity. I'm not even sure if I need to do more research on hernia after this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for your nice questions. Thank you.
This is a public awareness initiative supported by Medtronic. Views expressed are independent views of Dr. Parthasarathy, intended for general information and educational purposes only. They do not constitute any medical advice. Please consult your physician for any questions or concerns you may have regarding your condition. The doctor makes no recommendations or endorsements of any products or services. That's it for this episode on Health Charcha. If you want to know more about the diseases discussed in this podcast, please initiate a discussion with your physician. To stay updated on this podcast, follow HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. Aur suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.